Today in Science from Wired.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
The leading lab-grown meat company just paused a major expansion. Upside Foods is putting plans for its Illinois-based cultivated meat factory on hold and laying off staff to focus on its existing plant. By Matt Reynolds. In September 2023, Upside Foods announced its plan to open a large cultivated meat plant in Glenview, Illinois. The 187,000-square-foot plant was slated to have an initial capacity of millions of pounds of bioreactor-brewed meat per year, which would make it one of the largest planned factories in the nascent cultivated meat industry. The company named the facility Rubicon, signifying a point of no return for cultivated meat production. Wired can reveal that Upside's plans to build Rubicon have been put on hold, and the company will instead focus on doubling its investment in its established facility in Emeryville, California, before it continues work in Glenview. In an email seen by Wired, Upside CEO Uma Valetti told employees that expanding operations at its Emeryville facility would cost substantially less than building the first phase of Rubicon, and that the company had been streamlining the way it operates and stopping non-critical work. The shift also means that the roles of workers focused specifically on the Illinois factory have been eliminated, and those employees received severance. In the email, Valetti announced that the company is making selective role eliminations and other changes that would impact 16 people across the organization. Employees affected by the announcement were informed of the changes to their role on the morning of February 12th. These hard choices and decisions are being made with the sole focus of supporting and preparing us to write the next chapter together, Valetti wrote in an email to staff members. He also told employees that Upside still planned to build a full-scale facility after the company had delivered key proof points through its Emeryville factory. The Illinois factory was supposed to be a major step toward the commercialization of cultivated meat, with a potential capacity of more than 30 million pounds per year. As part of its commitment to the project, Upside had said it planned to invest more than $140 million in the Midwest region and create 75 new jobs associated with the factory. In April 2022, Upside closed a $400 million Series C funding round, the largest in the industry to date, which brought the company to a self-claimed valuation of more than $1 billion. But since 2022, there has been a pronounced downturn in the amount of new venture capital money flowing toward the cultivated meat industry. According to preliminary data from food tech venture capital firm AgFunder, total investment in the space dropped by 78% from 2022 to 2023, from $807 million to $177 million. Upside's shift away from the Illinois plant is a fairly natural response to what remains a pretty challenging funding environment, says Anthony Chow, co-founder at cellular agriculture investment firm Agronomics, which is not an investor in Upside. With less funding available, startups will have to prove that they can generate meaningful revenue without laying out huge sums for new factories, he says. In the process of planning for Rubicon, we identified a more efficient and cost-effective way to achieve a similar capacity and timeline of the initial phase of Rubicon by significantly expanding our operations at the Emeryville facility, said Upstream Interim Head of Communications Melissa Musker in a statement. This approach will allow us to scale and commercialize our next-generation platform and products currently under regulatory review while extending our runway and resources for the critical work ahead. We still plan to move forward with building out our full-scale commercial facility in the future. It has been a rocky year for plans for large-scale cultivated meat production. In May 2022, another Californian startup, Eat Just, announced its plans to build up to 10 large bioreactors, each with a 250,000-liter capacity, with the bioreactor firm ABEC. The deal fell apart, with ABEC later filing an amended legal complaint in federal court, claiming over $61 million in unpaid invoices. The lack of large amounts of funding leaves companies in a chicken-or-egg situation, says Chow. Cultivated meat is still much more expensive than conventional meat, so investors want to see proof that startups can bring down costs before they commit to large factories. But it can be hard for startups to prove that they can grow meat at scale without having those large factories in the first place. Chow expects that more companies will scale up in a stepwise manner, attempting to demonstrate scalable production with progressively larger facilities rather than jumping straight ahead to very large meat factories. That appears to be the approach Upside is taking by shifting focus back to its Emeryville plant instead of the Illinois facility. In his email, Valetti told staff that the expanded Emeryville facility could have a similar capacity as the initial phase of the Illinois factory with a similar commercial launch date. The cost to do this will be
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.